The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a little bit. Today, the 21st of April, 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
What do you do when you're off away from here for 4 days?
I work down at the Palomino Room all weekend for the rodeo.
What? Say that again. You work?
I work down at the Palomino Room this weekend for the rodeo.
Oh.
Roundup was.
Okay.
So I worked at the other place, too. I worked basically all weekend.
Okay. So, the Palomino Room during rodeo. Tell me how it was.
It was packed.
Well, yeah, but come on. It was packed.
It was a good time. I was working the front door, so.
You mean keeping people out?
I was just checking IDs.
Well, that means keeping people out.
Well, that too.
Do you have youngsters coming in?
No, we didn't really have anybody that was underage come in.
But what is it, 21? You have to be 21 though, right?
Yep.
So you had that one date in your head, right? If you were born after this date, you are not getting in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you always let the girls in?
I mean, as long as they're old enough.
As long as they're old enough. Well, do you have, like, was there a line outside?
Yeah, and there was they were charging a cover, too.
Wow.
I mean, there was a lot of people.
A lot of people. Now, they have a band going in there?
So they had a live band upstairs. They had a DJ on the main floor. And then they had, like, a speakeasy bar on the bottom where it was kind of.
Yeah.
So they had three bars going. It was all
packed.
Three floors. Yeah.
Packed. Okay. So it was a good time, though.
Yeah.
Did you get to the roundup?
I did not.
Okay. It was good. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It was. It was. We get the media passes and get you parking. And because we know the people in there, we ended up behind the chutes for most of it. And which is good for taking photos and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. It was a great roundup. Again, I need to get JB in here and do a follow up.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it will be because they had some world champions.
Yeah,
they
said
there.
There was over 700 competitors. I think you said
something like that. Yeah. Okay. Palomino Room. I've been in there a couple of times and it wasn't that crowded.
There was a lot of people that came through the door that said. They've been to this rodeo over the years, and this is where they come every year.
Wow.
So.
I'm glad they were open for it. They're not open all the time, are they?
They are now.
Are they now?
Yeah.
Okay.
New ownership took over.
Yeah, Palomino Room, Red Bluff, downtown. Okay, rain before 11 a.m. Looks like the forecast is good. And possibly a thunderstorm, mainly after 11 a.m. today. High near 59. Chance of precipitation, we could say, is 100%. Tonight, showers. And I'm looking at my guest because every time I read something like this, I can just see him go, oh, good. Tonight, showers are possible and thunderstorm before 8 p.m. Chance of precipitation only 80%. Wednesday, 30% chance of shower, partly sunny with a high near 64. Thursday, sunny. Yeah, Friday, sunny. Saturday, sunny. Sunday, a slight chance of rain, but partly sunny. And Sunday night, slight chance of rain. Monday, a slight chance of rain. So after today, sunny, 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 sunny. Good news, and we'll talk about that in a minute. The weather report's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in business close to 30 years in the Kenny family. Got three generations of Kennys working there. They provide outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, just really good Christian people, good people there. locally owned, locally operated, and a better-known business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Ryan Adoros, and who is the president of Cool April Nights. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Is it president or chairman? Or
it's be president.
Yeah. Okay. Ryan, we talked a little bit before you came in. So you're not a native Redding, but you've been here a long time.
Yeah, I've been here about 18 years.
I think if you're not born here, you're not a native Redding. I've lived here 67 years. No, I'm sorry, that's not enough. You know, you're 68, and no, 67 is not enough. So you moved here in 2008.
Yep.
Okay. And you, well, tell us a little bit about you. Have you always been in Carson? Where'd you come from?
So grew up over on the coast, just north of Crescent City.
Okay.
Been a car guy since my sophomore year in high school. Me and my dad wanted to do a project car together. So when he was in high school, he had a 69 Camaro, which one of those stories he ended up selling. So for his excuse on getting another car, he told my mom he wanted to do a project car with me and him. So she allowed it to happen. And that's what we worked on every single weekend from my sophomore year to my senior year. And then we also found a 70 Nova at that same time. So we ended up doing two cars at once. And two guys that didn't know what they were doing, a lot of
really?
Internet
you
research.
And you didn't have YouTube?
No, not really, no.
I mean, YouTube tells you how to do everything.
Yeah, we learned as we went.
So you two rebuilt 69 and 70.
Yes, car. Every nut and bolt and body and paint on those cars.
Was that every night?
It was mostly the weekends.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was not my dad's profession. He did not have a body or auto shop. Yeah. So it was just something that we did on the weekends together.
Well, you know, that was, I mentioned this, that's a missing part of my life because my dad had no interest in working on cars. And when he didn't have any interest, I didn't have any. And, you know, hunting, fishing, golf, those kind of things. Yeah. Okay, so you took them apart and you really learned how to work on them then.
Yeah, we did. And like I said, we learned as we went. It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but it was a lot of fun. We have an amazing relationship from that, and we still have the cars with us today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So what are they? It's a 69, what, Camaro?
It is a, 69 Camaro. And then a 1970 Nova.
Oh, I had a 1970 Chevy Nova 350.
All right.
With the tonneau cover roof, or the tonneau roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Loved that car. Kept that car and sold it. Then went out and bought it back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they traded me an Audi, and I just didn't like the Audi at all. So I went back and got the car back. Bought it back from him. Yeah, I love that car. It was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, I kind of know what you're talking about on that. Beautiful cars.
Yeah.
And the Camaros. I have friends that have. Do y'all have like a Camaro club? Like, older Camaros?
Not just the Camaro club. I am also part of Shasta Classics, and that's just all classic cars.
Okay. Yeah. You know Rick Gwynn?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We're good friends with the Goins, and he's got a Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what year it is, though. 68 or 69, something like that. Muscle cars.
Yeah.
The muscle that cars. Never see the light of day outside of Cool April Nights. Is that true?
Pretty close.
Do you drive it around? You don't drive it around.
Town. Not much, no. They are both garage cars.
Yeah. Well, when you spend that much time and love and effort on something, you don't really want to take it down the streets of Redding and lose a tire in a pothole.
It's the parking that's the tough part anywhere.
Oh,
you don't really want to park.
Gosh,
it's fun to go for a cruise, but usually just you do a loop around town, then back home and in the garage.
In the garage, wipe it off.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, hey, look, I'm here with Ryan Doros, and he's president of the Cool April Nights, and we're going to talk about Cool April Nights when we get back. But, you know, I understand, you know, I mean, when I was in high school, I had a Volkswagen, okay, Volkswagen. So all these other, my compatriots, and it's back in the 60s, had the, you know, the souped-up cars and, you know, all this stuff, and they'd be, you know, doing little spin, you know, spin outs at the, at Mel's Drive-In. That was in Yakima, Washington, where we used to cruise every Friday and Saturday night. And I'd be running right behind him with my Volkswagen. I don't think I ever spun the wheels on it, though. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBod. It's Cool April Nights Week. Yes. Do not despair, my friends. This weather is clearing up and it does, and they're still showing shines today. We're going to talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Only full service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, they got it all. At Four Winds Jewelry, been there over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, yeah, for the last 30 years. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. And there's a reason for that. It's the only place Linda and I go when we shop for jewelry. It's Four Winds Jewelry. They've got great selections, very fair prices, and they're just really good people. Located again at 2225 Hilltop Drive. In fact, if you know them and have a good relationship, they probably let you put your seats out there, put your chairs out there Friday. Yeah, for the cruise. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So, I'm here with Ryan Dorose, who is the president of Cool April Nights. And Cool April Nights has been around since, you told me, 1990.
Yeah, that's correct.
And, gosh, and just some bunch of guys got together to show their cars.
Show their cars, do a little cruising, yeah.
Well, I just remember, you know, they outlawed cruising in California. And then they've just passed, if I've read this right, they passed a law that said you can cruise again. Now, and of course they want to pass it when gas is sky high. But it makes no difference because you save up all your money. And I was telling you stories back when I lived in Yakima, Washington, where we cruised all the time. And it was hundreds and hundreds of cars cruising up and down Yakima Avenue and Main Street in Yakima, Washington. So how did you get involved with Cool April Nights, Ryan? I mean, I know that since you were a kid, you and your dad worked on, you know, muscle cars. And that's what they're... That's what they're called. Is that?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So how'd you get involved with Cool April Nights here?
I'd say it was kind of being just at the right place at the right time, and just kind of knowing the right people. I was looking to get involved in the community. Cars have been my passion. The board was actually looking for somebody to take over the awards director position.
Uh-huh.
And so I went in there, kind of did a little interview with them. They gave me a trial year and did pretty good. So then they kept me on the board, and this is actually going to be my 8th year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Considering you're like 12. So, no, I'm just kidding. You do look young. Okay. So that's how you got on. And then you moved up because of your work on the board and were elected president.
Yes. Yep. Just elected president this year. Very excited. Very honored about it.
Okay. What kind of perks do you get?
Perks.
No, I know that because, you know what, I'm with the Reading Rodeo Association, and I got involved for the same reason you did, community, and I've been in the horses, you've been in the cars, so it's easy. Yeah, they said they were going to raise our pay this year by 100%, which means we got zero, you know, and I, you know, it's just like you all over there.
Exactly, yes. All volunteer.
Yeah, and the perks are you get to work on weekends at nights and be driven crazy.
That's what I was going to say. Get to put more hours in.
Yep. okay, so what can we – is there anything different this year? Or is it – I mean, people love Cool April Nights. And, you know, why change anything? You know, you might be able to tweak it, but big changes, probably you don't see those.
I would say that we've done some upgrading on some things.
Yeah.
You know, Cool April Nights has worked very well over the years, so there's been a great base. But there are quite a few new board members and new positions. There are 7 elected board members, and then we have for committee members. And so there, it is a little bit of a younger board, so we're looking at things that we can improve. This year, we did upgrade the magazines.
Okay.
So if anybody's seen those yet, they are out around town. We did get those out earlier, so people can have those in hand. We're doing more digital things, so our Facebook, we're ramping that up.
Your Facebook page, by the way, is really good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
No, it's easy to use. And, you've got your, and you got the magazine online too.
We do, yes. We have a digital magazine.
Yeah. So, and it's registration, events, get tickets, merchandise, and I'm looking at the, schedule of events.
Yes.
That's, you know, it's page after page.
It is a lot bigger. We were about 65 pages in the past. This year we're about 170 pages. So over doubled it.
Of the magazine?
Of the magazine, yes.
Oh my God. do you all put it together, the magazine?
So we do have a board member. It's our sponsorship board member.
Uh-huh.
We work together on putting that together. It's pretty good.
And who's that?
Her name's Shanice.
Oh, okay, Shannon. Is she a guru when it comes to this kind of work?
She is, actually, absolutely. So all of us do have full-time jobs or own businesses.
Yeah.
So her business happens to be in marketing. So
there
this
you
is
go.
Right up her alley of doing the Facebook page and putting the magazine together for us.
Well, tell her she did a great job.
Yeah.
This thing is easy. To get around. So, okay. How do you meet every month of
the
year?
Yes. So this is almost a year round thing.
Yeah.
We start planning 9 months before the event. We do take a couple months off. We do need a little bit of a break after our debrief meeting in May. But other than that, yeah, we're meeting once a month, talking with each other several times throughout the month, just dialing things in.
Well, it's the same thing for us. It's a year-round thing for the rodeo, but we take a couple months.
You gotta have that break.
After the rodeo, and, so, yeah, you do, because it doesn't seem, you meet once a month, but that's not true. You're also working on weekends, and I'm sure just like you all are, and during the night, during the evenings, things like that,
yep.
Trying to make this thing come off.
Yeah.
And, I feel for you. I mean, I know what you're going through. When people, your show and shines this year, are they comparable to the other years?
They've all been actually really good turnouts.
Okay.
I think, yeah, really excited.
I mean,
the
number of them, it seems like
Yes.
I don't go through this every year, but it seems like I'm seeing new names and stuff.
There are new names. We actually added about 20 new events this year.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot more options to show and shines.
Okay. All right. I want to take an early break because I want to come back and say, okay, I want to put on a show and shine, and you tell me how.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
We'll be right back with the president of Cool April Nights, Ron Doros.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Our favorite Reading tradition is here, Cool April Nights. Here's a list of events that are happening today. Tuesday, April 21st, Keebler's Furniture, Subarama, Dignity Health, Grange Co-op, Parsons Junior High Fundraiser at the Civic, Riverview Golf and Country Club, and Pete's Restaurant and Brewhouse. Get your tickets to the biggest show and shine of them all Saturday, April 25th at any Napa Auto Parts store. Also, go to CoolAprilNights.com for a downloadable schedule of events.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed, and ready to wine.
Hey, welcome back. It must be Cool April Nights. And it is. It's Cool April Nights week. It started. Started yesterday. Well, probably started before that. Anyway, I'm here with Ryan Doros, who is the president of Cool April Nights, been involved in cars since he was in school, he and his dad. And even though they knew nothing about cars, they started rebuilding a 69 Camaro and a 70 Nova, Chevy Nova, and learned that. And, you know, and it's something you all probably still talk about, you know. You know, you get together with your pop and that, and just, hey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you remember when they did this and you dropped the oil on my face? Yeah. Okay. So many show and shines. They're just pages of them. I've got a new business. I'll just do this one. Free Fire Radio wants to do a show and shine. So how do I do it? What do I, you know, do I, who do I apply to? What do I have to have? All those kind of things.
So the best way to get into our sanctioned events is what we're calling them, is to get a hold of our show and shines at CoolAprilNights.com. It's their email address. You just write them, let them know that you want to be one of the sanctioned events. They'll get a hold of you, let you know what it costs to get in there, and then kind of just give you some ideas of what to have at your show. A lot of the people like to have trophies, food trucks, DJs, so kind of give you some ideas on entertainment. But from there, really, you're hosting it, so it's up to you on how you want to run that show.
Okay, so you can, as long as you've got room, and that, now, if, do you all advertise that, or do I advertise that, that I've got a show and shine?
Both.
Okay, yep. And so you say you all can come down and be at this location. And
yeah, so you make that. It into our magazine on our list of events. We're going to be putting it on Facebook. So yeah, we put it out there. Everybody that's doing their show.
And so then will people contact me and say, "Hey, I want to be in your show and shine, or they just show up?
That's up to the show and shine. Some people have registrations. A lot of these are free, so they'll still have a registration list, so they have an idea of how many people are coming. A lot of times, people just show up the day of.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Every man for himself.
But yeah, that's
cool.
How it is. Yeah.
Okay. So, so the show and shines, and gosh, do you have a wild idea how many you have here?
Just over 50 show and shines this year. Okay. Yeah. I think it's 51, 52.
Okay. Now today, Kubler's Furniture is going at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Dignity Health is 11 o'clock.
Still a go. Yes.
Still a go. Yeah, I know it's raining. Grange Co-op starts at 1 and goes to 3. Music in Motion, Parsons Junior High School Show and Shine with Performance Fundraiser.
Yep, that's down at the Civic. Something else that we hadn't really touched on yet is Quirpo Nights is actually nonprofit. So we're very much about the youth of our community.
Uh-huh.
So during this week, we do lend out the Civic Center, which we've rented for the whole week, to different high schools, so they can do events, like what they're doing tonight. So they have their show and shine going on, as well as, a performance inside the Civic Center,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty neat.
Well, the, Riverview, Golf and Country Club show and shine has been canceled for today.
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately.
It's on their grass field and they just don't want to, see vehicles getting stuck out there, which makes sense to me.
Okay, let me see.
But that's always a great show.
Yeah, that was, it looked like, see if that looks, that's Wednesday, Tuesday. Oh, Riddick's also, but Riddick's just announced they were out of business.
Yep.
And they've closed. And then Pete's Restaurant today has canceled. So, okay,
yeah,
but the rest of them, the rest of them are going for it today.
Yep. Yes.
So good, there's going to be plenty out there. Okay, tell me about the people that come to Cool April Nights. It's not just Reading people.
No, we have people that come from all over. We're one of the biggest car shows on the West Coast. A lot of people from out of town, anywhere from – we've had somebody from Alaska come over, Minnesota. A lot of people from Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Southern California, Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah, a ton of people come to this.
And, you know, it's, and with gas prices the way they are, the fact that so many people have shown up for this says what a great event you have here.
You know, it hasn't seemed to scare anybody away. Our pre-registration numbers, we're at record numbers this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. But you guys must be doing something right.
Must be doing something right, yeah.
Do you have, like, national level sponsors that want to be involved with y'all? You know, like, I don't know. Oil companies, engine oil companies or things like that.
Tire companies. Right now, it's pretty local. Our biggest sponsor, Choose Reading, and then Lithia Chevrolet. They donate an engine to us, so we have our local big sponsors.
That's right. Isn't that a raffle or something like
it
that?
It is. We do a raffle each year.
Yeah, I saw that when we did a remote down there. Mm-hmm. One day, and saw the engine and everything. Grabbed your people as they were running by, but they were on fire.
Yeah.
Sit down and talk with us. So, it really is kind of a community event.
It is, yep, and I love that.
Well, yeah, and the support. Do you? I mean, you've got to work with the police, obviously.
Yeah,
and all these different businesses. Some of the businesses charge for their to come in. But that's usually because there's food and libations.
Yeah, and they do their own charities. So,
yeah, and they've got their own.
Yeah, all that goes to the charities that they choose.
So what would you say is the entries this year? Do you have an idea yet? A number of people that said they were coming and they wanted.
Yes. So pre-registration, we have 1,550. People that have pre-registered the week of. A lot of people wait to see what the weather is going to be on Saturday, which thank goodness looks like it's going to be pretty good.
It's going to be good.
We usually have 500 to 600 people that register the week of in person. That starts Wednesday at 9 a.m. And you can do that Wednesday,
Thursday, and Friday. Over 2,000 entries.
Well, there's a good chance we're going to max out this year, yeah.
Can you max out?
We do have a limit of 2,000 right now. The reason for that is we don't have too much more room at the Civic. And then for the cruise, if we have over 2,000 cars, it starts to get gridlocked. So we want to keep a steady flow and we cap it.
At the Civic on Saturday, everybody brings their car in there, or as many as they can?
Yes. Yep. The registered people. You have to be registered.
Registered to get into that. And you could have 1,500 cars in there then.
We have about 2,000 each year.
2,000, okay.
Pretty close.
I said 15, no, 2,000. Wow. Different. Okay, you're a car aficionado. What is the most unusual car?
Oh, my gosh.
There are a couple of them. I mean, I know it's hard to pick them out, but ones that, you know, we're all used to the muscle cars we see around here, and then you see the antiques. They have antiques coming through here.
They do have antiques.
But what's kind of the most unusual car that you can remember?
Oh, I don't even want to name a certain one, but sometimes you get these cars that are almost like a Frankenstein car where it's different ones put together, and that's kind of fun to see.
Oh, okay.
But there's just so many different ones. I can't even name them.
I talked to a crew that had a beautiful car inside the Civic, so it had been selected to be inside the Civic. This was years ago. And it had belonged to one of their friends who had passed. So they donated their time to finish it and be able to have it at the at Cool April Nights. And I said, how much in parts? And parts was, they said, 2,000-3,000, maybe. And I said, how many hours? And they looked at each other and they went, we have no idea. We don't keep track of our hours, but if you were charging per hour, that, you couldn't afford it. But they, for all the work they did it in that car for their friend. It's cool.
Yeah, one that's going to be pretty unique this year, that is going to be on the Inside Show, is one it's a casket car. So it's just pretty much a casket with an engine on the front of it.
A casket. Casket car with an engine in it.
Yep, so that's going to be pretty fun.
Is it street legal?
He's driving around the street, so yeah. Yes.
Quick question. They have the shopping cart car still?
We don't have that this year.
Okay. I remember that one.
That is a fun one. Yep.
Okay. Wow.
But the casket one, that'd be pretty cool to look.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's street legal.
Yeah.
I can't even picture it right now. I am going to. We're actually going to be here this weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. When you tell people to ask you about Cool April Nights and what it does for our community, what do you tell them?
First off, one of our main things is helping out the youth of our community. Since the beginning, Cool April Nights has given over $1 million to local youth programs. Just in the last 3 years, we've given over $150,000. So that kind of just goes to show as Cool April Nights has grown, we've been able to give more. Not only that is the economic impact that we have from outside money. We do have ways of measuring how much money comes in from visitors. And last year, we were between 13 million in outside assets that was brought into the community.
Of dollars.
Dollars.
Oh, yeah. 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 I think we haven't quite reached your goal yet. At the rodeo. But, okay. And it does. It has a huge impact because restaurants, motels, hotels, everything is full. I imagine the Sheridan is booked out probably a year in advance, maybe.
Pretty close. I've heard that. Yeah,
For that. Right there. I mean, it's a perfect location. Mm-hmm. Another, since we're looking at doing things, and redoing Reading, is across the freeway right there and putting another hotel there. Mm-hmm. I think that would work out.
Yeah.
There's enough events and things going on. Great. I'm here with Ryan Doros, who is the president of Cool April Nights, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we've got to talk about the cruise as soon as we get back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to ReddingHomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, Homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Cool Labor Night's official biggest show and shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night's returns to the Redding Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the big show and shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official big show and shine Saturday, April 25th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Go to our website and listen to the show. You can click on any of our shows, any of our local shows, and go into archives and listen to them. Catch up on them, or if you missed part of today's and you want to hear more, you just go on to our archives. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work because of a work injury, not your fault, and it's not your employer's fault. It's just things aren't working right through the insurance companies. You need an expert that knows how to address these issues. It's a life-changing issue many times. You want to go back to work. Your family wants you back to work. Your employer wants you back to work. But it's not happening because of delays in treatment or other things. That's why you need to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. He's built the largest workers' comp firm north of Sacramento over the last 6 years, and he takes care of his clients. He knows how the system works, and he's going to take care of you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanComplaw.com. Ryan Doros is with me, who is the president of Calipo Knights. All right, the cruise. Dun, 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 dun. 2,000 cars, packs it too much. So, but you may get, you're going to have over 1,000. Easy.
Easy, yes.
Easy, maybe even 1,500.
Very possible.
Very possible.
Maybe more.
I love the cruise. You know what? They're coming by. We were doing a radio show. Radio, it was a radio, and I don't know, it was being Facebooked or something. And Linda's out there going, spam! And this guy, he spun them. And these people are running over, you can't do that! Don't tell them to do that! It's illegal! Oh, we didn't know that. So,
whoops.
I put Linda under control. Because you got rules. Can't spin.
Yeah, we don't want people, it's, you got pedestrians on the side of the street.
Yeah.
You can't have a car going out of control and going into the crowd. That would pretty much ruin it for everybody. And
it would. No.
You may not be able to do it, years after that.
Yeah, that's true. Because this is really closely controlled.
It is, yes.
Between you all and the Redding Police Department.
Yeah, we have the Redding Police Department out there patrolling.
Uh-huh. And they're on a lot of the corners.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this year, as it is every year, Hilltop,
Dana, Churn Creek, Cypress. Yep. That loop.
That big loop there. Yeah. And you can find a seat someplace. Everybody can find a seat someplace.
People are already finding a seat now. I see some places roped off already.
Yeah. And that's cool too, because people will put their chairs out. And put tape there.
Yep.
Nobody touches their chairs.
Nope.
You know, they think it's going to be some homeless guys out there. Oh, look, I got chairs for the backyard now. No, they don't seem to be touched. Do you have problems because you've got these big engines and you're the expert on this and you're doing 5 miles an hour and then they stop and then they go, do you have any problems with, overheating and those kind of things? Or do you have, we got a tow truck here to help you get off the road?
Always, yes. Yeah, there are overheating problems. I'm one of them. It does happen. It's how the car is built. We try to keep a steady pace. Uh-huh. We try to keep a good flow. From time to time, there is a little bit of a gridlock, but there are places for people to pull over. Or if they need to, stop in the middle, we got the middle divider where people can stop and get off the vehicles. We do have tow trucks on site if somebody does need to get towed. It does happen.
It happens. It happens in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even motorcycles will overheat.
Yeah, and we do our best, like I said, to keep the flow going as best as we can. Once again, back to why we have to have a cap on how many vehicles we let out there.
Okay, so what's your favorite part of the cruise?
You know what? It's the stories. I absolutely love the stories of the cruise. This has been something that's been in the community for so long, where I hear of parents talking about bringing their kids to the cruise, where their parents brought them to the cruise.
Wow.
And so it's just generational. So that's really exciting. Seeing the excitement on the kids' face as these big, loud cars drive by. So I really like that aspect of it.
You don't have to spin your wheels to rev that engine.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's allowed. You rev those engines.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got some events like tomorrow. At the you got a concert?
Tomorrow,
Wednesday,
we do have the concert. That's going to be in the Civic Lawn. That's going to be the Main Street Band. That starts at 6 p.m. And then right after that, about 8 o'clock, we're going to be starting our drive-in movie. That's going to be the Dukes of Hazzard, the 2005 movie. Really excited about that. We'll have the Dukes of Hazzard car out there.
Is that the abridged version?
It is. Yeah.
I was just wondering. when they were in the sorority house. That's the only reason I asked.
It's family friendly.
Okay, it's family friendly. Yeah. That's what we're looking for. Okay. There'll be a little, there'll be a little thing at the bottom of the screen that says cover your child's eyes. Right.
Not
now.
That bad.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. And then, you also have another band on Thursday at the food park here at Library Park.
We do. This is something that's new. Is, one of the, you know, events that we added was this concert. We actually added three concerts this year. So Thursday we are having Whiskey Chronic down at the Reading Food Truck Park. So really excited about that. We do have the parking lot right between the post office and Final Draft that we'll be doing a show and shine for just classics. Uh-huh. So that's a good place to park, show your vehicle off, walk over, see the concert that's going on at the Reading Food Truck Park. Also, the Reading Public Market will be having some music going on over there. So hitting that central show and shine Thursday, you can walk all around town.
Is Market Street going to be closed down, or this section of Market Street?
Nope, that is actually open.
Oh, okay. That's too bad. You should close it down for the week.
We close it down on Friday for our kickoff. But,
oh, okay.
And that's why we're doing the show and shine at the parking lot on the corner of Placer and California, so that people have a place to park. Like I said, show off your cars and then check around downtown.
We need to close this section here at least once a month. Seriously, for a big event, you know, brings, you know, like the, you know, your guys, or it could be, you know, a dancing event during the rodeo, you know, lion dancing and just people walking around out there in that huge entertainment, area with carrying your beer. I think once a month we'll sling down and have a big event. Anyway, okay, now using wristbands. You mentioned wristbands.
Yeah, so another new thing that we did this year is we have our full throttle wristbands. What that does is it gets you into the big show on Saturday, and then there are several businesses around town that are giving you discounts on merchandise, on food, on drinks, so they well pay for themselves.
Okay. And you can buy those?
You can buy those at any Napa location, from Weaverville down to Red Bluff. And then you can get them
all the Napa stores.
All the Napa stores. Okay. And then the UPS store on Churn Creek also has them.
Okay. Now, on Saturday, because we're kind of getting down here, Saturday is another new event?
Yes. Yeah, so this is something that we're adding. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We have the Rise and Rev, that's going to be right after, the national anthem. We're going to be having all drivers get back into their vehicles. And at 9:15, we're going to have 2,000 vehicles starting up their engines, revving them up, getting the morning started. So I'm really excited about that.
Ooh. Yeah. No, I've been in locations where there's either cars or bikes starting to rev like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get your blood going. So that's going to be Saturday at 9:15 down at the Civic.
Yep.
So you want to get there early. You want to get there around 9. And I don't even know where you park at the Civic. Where do you park at the Civic during the show and show?
We fill up the Civic all over. So we do the lawns, both lawns, the main parking lot. The Turtle Bay parking lot, and then the rodeo parking lot. So all of that is full. 2,000 vehicles stuffed in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what, do people park in other spots and walk across or to come in and look at it? Or?
Yeah, so for the public, they do have to park different places outside of the Civic. We are working with RABA this year. So
that was a big help to us last year.
Yes, so you can park at the mall. They do have a bus that's going straight to the Civic from there.
Yeah.
And then there's a few other locations that you can get picked up from RABA. And it's free transportation all day.
Yeah.
Nights is paying
look
for
it up on their website, and it'll talk about it all the time. Wow. All these things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, Ryan. And this is your first year.
It is, I know.
And you're young. You could be there for 50 or more years.
Possibly, yeah.
Well, you love it.
I do. I absolutely love it.
Okay. And your business is?
I have an Edward Jones office.
Edward Jones office here in town.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you how much we as the community appreciate people like you and your team that puts on an event like this. A community needs certain things. You know, in my opinion, it needs a museum. It needs a newspaper. It needs, but it needs to have that feeling of community. And that's something that you all provide. The rodeo provides it. We've got other events here that, you know, the community looks at it and is proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very proud of Cool April Nights. So thanks a lot for being here today.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Any last thoughts here?
Just thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to the community. Thank you to all of the 400 volunteers that we have that puts this show on.
400 volunteers.
So thank you, everybody. It's an honor.
And for all you volunteers, your pay is going to raise 100% next year. From zero to double zero.
There you go.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be with Redding Rancheria, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Ahead of another round of peace talks with Iran, President Trump predicts a great deal to end the war.
The president believes Iran has no choice but to reach an agreement with the United States. He tells CNBC that he doesn't want to extend the ceasefire, which expires Wednesday, and he expects a great deal. At the same time, the president continues to threaten more fighting and more bombs if negotiators fail to end the war, saying the military is ready to go. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Consumer spending surged last month, but the Commerce Department says that most of the additional spending went to pay for gasoline. A spike in gas prices resulted in a hefty 1.7% gain last month compared to the month before. A redistricting scheme allowing Democrats to grab four more congressional districts being decided today by voters in Virginia.
National Democrats plowed tens of millions into turning out the yes vote, which gives Democrats 10 districts and would help them take the U.S. House in the fall. To leave just one Republican seat, five districts with long tentacles stretch out from Northern Virginia so that Democrats outnumber Republicans in each one. In contrast, the no vote keeps the current map of six Democrats and five Republicans. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
The Southern Poverty Law Center claims it's the subject of a Justice Department criminal investigation and faces possible charges over its use of paid informants to infiltrate what it considers to be extremist groups. FBI Director Kash Patel has described the SPLC as a partisan smear machine, one that defames mainstream Americans. Stocks higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 87 points, the Nasdaq trading 45 points higher, and the S&P 500 index is up 3 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You're not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet is going to fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
In today's fast-moving job market, staying ahead means keeping your skills sharp. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we help keep your capabilities cutting edge with our skills-based education programs designed to move your career forward. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, and more. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Japan is scrapping a ban on lethal weapons exports. It's a major change of Japan's post-war policy.
Japan has long prohibited most arms exports under the country's pacifist constitution adopted after the Second World War. It's been gradually taking steps towards ending the ban, but Tuesday's decision by the cabinet signals the most significant movement towards defense cooperation with other countries in decades. It opens up the possibility of selling missiles, warships, and weapons to governments in Europe and Asia who are looking for alternatives to U.S. suppliers. The wars in Ukraine and the Middle East have been straining American weapons production, and U.S. security commitments look less solid under President Trump, creating opportunities for Japan to enter the market.
That's the BBC's Rachel Wright. Two people injured following yesterday's strong earthquake off the northern Japan coast. News and analysis, townhall.com. Republican candidates are making artificial intelligence a campaign issue in some key races.
Doug Fiafia once worked at Google.
Now he's a Utah state representative running to be a state senator. And like some other tech employees who've gone into politics, he's made regulating the artificial intelligence industry a campaign centerpiece. That puts him on a collision course with President Donald Trump's administration. Earlier this year, it helped block the lawmaker's state proposal requiring companies to include child safety protocols. The White House wants a single national AI standard. But with no progress on that front in Congress, state lawmakers are struggling to address concerns about the game-changing technology. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Justice Department has filed a complaint against Washington, D.C. and its water authority over a massive sewage leak into the Potomac River. The leak came from a deteriorating pipeline, and it spilled 244 million gallons of raw sewage into the river. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 21st of April, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You want me to turn you
up? No, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
I got it.
Ben's here. And we have national days today.
Yeah, it's a national yellow bat day.
Yellow what?
Bat day.
Are we talking about the bats that fly?
No. The Army activated the 265th Army Security Agency Company, the Airborne.
With the 101st Battalion? Or?
Yes.
What?
The 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. National Bat Day. 1967. The Airborne.
Oh. Airborne's been around longer than that.
Though. Yeah, but this National Yellow Bat Day, that was their...
Yellow Bat.
Yellow.
I wonder why. Yellow Bat.
Okay.
I've worked both the 82nd and the 101st.
Yep.
And the Rangers. So, I mean, I don't remember hearing that. Okay, another one?
All right.
National... Chocolate-covered cashew day.
Okay.
Okay. We can live with that. You know, it's something to avoid. Hello, Linda.
Well, good morning, and let's do a quick update. Yeah, it is raining outside and a little chilly as well. Today, the temperatures are only going to reach around 59. Showers outside. We could have a possible thunderstorms or thunderstorms, mainly after 11 o'clock today. Our overnight lows will be 47. Tomorrow, rainy as well with our highs around 64. The top temperature and overnight lows will be partly cloudy. It looks like it may clear up tomorrow night with our overnight lows of 45. Thursday now, look at this jump. We're going up to 75 on Thursday, and Friday will be 79, and Saturday, 75. Sunny throughout Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's the weather forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated. It's veteran-owned as well, where they always give seniors and veterans discounts. 365-3793 is the number to call with, of course, 530 prefix.
Let me say that we just had Ryan Doros, who's president of Quilly for Nights, on. There is nothing, the only show and shine events that are canceled for today is Riddick Sports Pub and Bar, but they shut down. Peach Restaurant is canceled, and Riverview Golf and Country Show Club.
Oh, okay.
Was canceled because they're out in the grass,
yeah,
and you don't want to do it.
Right.
Everything else is going, and like Linda said, it's going to start clearing up here tomorrow, and it's going to be beautiful for the cruise and the big day down at the Civic, and there's going to be concerts tomorrow night, Thursday. Saturday, they're doing a rise and rev at 9:15 in the morning. Get up, everybody starts their engines and revs them up, which probably increases the carbon content of our atmosphere by 8,000%. But,
you know,
it's cool April nights. Yeah, Come on, it's cool April nights. We love it.
And if you're hearing this other lovely laughter that's going on in the studio, that's our wonderful guest today, Tracy Edwards. Good morning. And congratulations, Miranda, and newborn. It's just so, because she's always on. It seems like
Miranda Edwards' favorite that I called for the first 2 months, Miranda Edwards' darling, because to me, darling fit. And then Favorite, I thought, okay, darling, Favorite. Yeah. But my little partner in track has launched a baby.
She has. She's probably home listening. I told her to listen this morning.
And, congratulations, Mommy. A brand new baby boy.
Baby boy, yes.
Do we have and any photos?
Can we say his name?
His name is Quinn David Scott Favorite.
Oh, I love that.
Quinn David Scott Favorite.
That is, yes. That's a
David
strong...
and Scott are both the grandpas, so...
Oh, that is a strong name.
Yeah. Is that great?
Yep. And then Super. The favorite on the end.
Of course. You know, it's funny. You know, you don't meet very many people named Favorite.
No.
You know,
I know.
It's kind of like you see, in the newspaper, changing their name, from, and then you look at what they want to change their name from, and it's such a, it's like Thomas Bott to Thomas William Bott. You know, I mean, it's like, well, what's that do?
But they, exactly.
Yeah, but they want to change their name.
Yep. She's doing well. Everybody's doing well.
Oh,
super.
That's
super. Glad just, to hear that.
Yeah,
Miranda.
Such blessings all around.
Month, yes. Next month, you know what you have to do.
What's that?
Bring it.
Okay.
Bring Davis Scott Favorite in.
I want to chew on his feet.
Yes, yes. He can do his first thing. We'll put him to work right away.
Yes.
Okay. The Health Village.
Yes.
I mean, my gosh, that thing is growing.
Yes.
Now, we've been invited to a walkthrough.
Good.
In June.
Okay.
And it starts at 9.
Okay.
And I went back immediately and said, gosh, we're on the air. But Linda is going to be there. And
okay.
Maybe I will hotfoot it down afterwards.
You will
and
hotfoot it. Perfect.
Well, no, you'll be on the air. You can.
Yeah.
No, you can leave early.
Right.
So you can be there.
It.
And then I'll hotfoot it down there.
Perfect.
So, catch up.
Yes.
I can't wait to see this.
It's crazy. It's going up. I mean, I drive down 273 several times a day back and forth, and it's a very large building. Don't ask me the square footage. Men always ask me that.
Oh,
well, I didn't even think about it.
Like
it's large.
Something
I know.
Like
yes,
90,000.
It's a big footprint.
Yes,
something like 90,000 or something.
Okay. Well,
and it's not shaped conventionally.
No, and you actually, when you're driving down 273, you don't even see the full length of it. It kind of, it's kind of crooked. So, you know, you don't see the
you're
other
seeing
end.
An angle. Yeah,
yeah,
you don't see that other angle on it like that.
Well, that is beautifully coming along.
It is.
And it's like anything else. You know, you do all the foundational work, and then all of a sudden when the 2x4s go up and the siding goes up, it becomes... like real.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was, all of the infrastructure we call the unsexy stuff. I mean, there was, I should know, gosh, I don't know, hundreds of holes that were filled in with cement for the foundation, to build up the foundation. So a lot of work going in before we saw the steel beams go up. We got the wood up on the top. I've been able to, go up on the second, third floor and balance my way across the beams and check it out. But, it's pretty. It's amazing.
It is, and then when they'll get the exterior, and it looks great, but everything on the interior now has to be done, and you never see that.
Right.
And that's where a lot of the cost of everything comes in.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh gosh, with everything you put in there.
Absolutely.
I've watched it out at Simpson and their STEM building, and then of course the cancer center down here,
which is looking great.
Mm-hmm. It looks great, but I imagine on the inside, because now we're talking. Well, same thing with you. Oh, you're going to have medical stuff there too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The whole thing is
it's
a medical building.
Yeah. The medical, for anything that says med, add 1,000, on the end of it.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yeah. With all the equipment.
State of the art.
Yes.
Well, let's take an early break. We're here with Tracy Edwards. She's the CEO of Reading Rancheria and all of the things that we want to talk about with you, the State of the Tribe coming up. Very excited about that, May 20th.
May 20th.
And a couple other things on the agenda about, we'll just talk about it when we get back.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us this morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is always your talk radio with Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. For all of your financial and insurance needs, if you're wondering about Medicare, Medicaid, where am I going, what's happening, and you're trying to reevaluate where your insurance is, or what's happening with your 401k, or any of those things, there's a wonderful team at Maxwell Insurance. It's the only full financial, get your opinion, a free opinion, actually, second opinion on your retirement. Give them a call at 221-0441. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Our favorite wedding tradition is here, Cool April Nights. Here's a list of events that are happening today. Tuesday, April 21st, Keebler's Furniture, Suburama, Dignity Health, Grange Co-op, Parsons Junior High Fundraiser at the Civic, Riverview Golf and Country Club, and Pete's Restaurant and Brewhouse. Get your tickets to the biggest show and shine of them all Saturday, April 25th at any Napa Auto Parts store. Also, go to CoolAprilNights.com for a downloadable schedule of events.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5
Spot
FM
on,
and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. You can go to our website and get all these different news feeds. You get the weather. You get, you know, you can click on our advertisers, go straight to their webpage. All of these things at KCNRradio.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's proud to serve their Northern California community with the highest standards of patient safety, quality, and care. From emergencies to specialty services, we're here for all your health care needs because your health is our priority. Now, let me tell you that the radiology clinic they have, you can have literally walk in on radiology. So, which is unusual in this area for the two hospitals there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, we're here with Tracy Edwards, who is the CEO of Ready Rancheria, and a joy to have on as a guest. Now,
we want to talk about State of the Tribe.
State of the Tribe, which I can't emphasize this enough. So,
Yeah, I hope tickets are still available, because I think after this interview this morning, our discussion about it, is that when we talk about the Redding Rancheria, what we learn in the State of the Tribe are all of the businesses and all of the if you call it the businesses, feeding into and what they represent in the State of the Tribe luncheon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the State of the Tribe, there are individual tickets left. So if you want to come as an individual, there are those, or find a friend who has the table and sit with them. We invite everybody down to this event. It is Wednesday, May 20th, and it's a lunch. We have been doing this event. I want to think the first State of the Tribe I delivered was in my late 20s. I'm not in my late 20s anymore. And it has evolved over the years. One time we were sitting at a State of the City event years ago, and we looked at each other and we're like, we need to do this. So the State of the Tribe is an event where we invite the public to our rancheria, and we invite you to eat with us, and we tell you everything we're doing. I mean, we sit down, and I'm currently in the process of writing this year's, finishing it up, and it really stemmed from years of, we had people in leadership writing who would, tribal people, and they've come home, and the questions that were asked were, I've talked about this before, you know, oh, isn't the casino run by the mafia? Or we heard that, you know, Indians don't pay taxes. And mm-hmm. then we're like, we need to put good information out there. So the State of the Tribe, we don't have any secrets. We put out there what we are doing in the community, what we're doing at the tribe, what we're doing for the community, and writing our own narrative. You know, and because you know if you don't put it out there, somebody else is writing it for you. So it's very important for us to just put it out there. Perhaps maybe you don't quite agree with everything we're doing. Perhaps you do. Perhaps you think it's a great idea. But we're just going to put it out there and tell you everything that's going on.
Well, and transparency is what comes to my mind.
Absolutely.
Is that when you're transparent about all of the things that you guys do and involved, and you put the financial aspects and what it's in the most beautiful booklet or brochure mm-hmm. that is, we keep it on the tabletop, you know, for, you do it every 2 years.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a lovely event, and I encourage anyone that has any questions or doesn't really know that this is something right here in our community that is so informative and is beautiful. It's a beautiful luncheon to attend.
Mm-hmm. And if I can say this, because Tracy puts out a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of information.
It is. It's a lot.
But you get a book.
Yes.
And this is a coffee table type book.
Yes, yes.
That has everything she's talking about and more, because it'll really drill down everything from financial mm-hmm. to health mm-hmm. into the different aspects of the rancheria, everything mm-hmm. across Wind River, the medical side, everything.
Right.
And you get that book.
Right. Programs people ask, you have to be Native American. Some programs you do, some you don't, you know, so it kind of tries to put it all out there. And I think it was a long evolution, because I know that my mother and my grandmother's generation, they didn't talk about the stuff. They didn't talk about, stuff with the tribe, the racism they experienced, you know, they just kept to themselves. So it was a very big evolution for the tribe, for our generation to come in. And we said to ourselves, we're inviting people down to the rancheria. There's questions. So we need to answer those questions. So it was a big evolution, and I think it's been successful. I'm proud to do it. We do it every other year because we don't want to be boring. I mean, we feel that we have enough information in a 2-year time span that it would be interesting and something for people want to come and hear.
We still have our, I think we still have our.
Of course we do. We just have, right. Yes, we do.
Yeah, from 2 years ago.
You know, we just visited in Klamath Falls, the Flavel Museum.
Okay.
And it is a collection, I don't know, it started with Gene Flavel.
Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Oh.
It's got every West Coast,
Native American
history and stuff that's been collected mm-hmm. and found and mm-hmm. different tribes. It's fascinating. So it makes me think of the Pitt River and some mm-hmm. of the different, you know, I guess
the guy,
I think everybody should go to this museum.
The guy collected Indian arrow points
mm-hmm.
from all over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and from different nations. I mean, there's got to be 100,000,
right.
Maybe, arrowheads.
Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful artwork and sculptures
also,
and some history and
of the West Coast. Well, right. it goes all the way down also into Peru, and mm-hmm. they got some stuff from there.
Nice. But it's great with the State of the Tribe is that you're going to get some of the rich cultural history,
right,
too, within
right.
that.
And I think I always like to point out, sometimes people think, you know, we have a big marketing firm or we have writers or stuff like that. That's not the case. We do everything in-house. You know, we have, Miranda was key in working on the book. We have a staff, you know, Jamal, we have Josh who's doing the PowerPoint, you know, I'm writing it. So it's from us and it's not, you know, I don't know. It's very personal to us.
Well, and like you said, you know, there's people that have misconceptions mm-hmm. about Redding Rancheria. I mean, how could you not?
Right.
Because of all the different activities you all have, mm-hmm. and then you hear something.
Right. I think, and every year I kind of think about the tone and how the community's been. I basically take over the things that I've heard over the last couple of years and try to answer those questions. I remember one time several years ago, a city council person had made a comment about that we were uneducated. So that year I sat down, we figured out how many of our tribal members have an education, have graduated from college, what's our high school graduation rate, you know, and I reported that in the report. So it, some years it feels, you know, I feel like I'm, not angry, but I'm just, you know, trying to answer all these stupid things that people say about us. And then some years I'm feeling really good and then, you know, community relations are good. So we're putting information out. And that's how I'm feeling today.
Wonderful.
You all had a rep on one time, this was years ago, and somebody called in and said, I understand that you select somebody in, you know, from the Rancheria to get a $100,000 bonus check every
yeah,
year.
Right.
And he goes, really? He
goes, yeah.
I haven't heard of
yep,
that.
Yep.
He says, I'd like,
I've heard that one too.
Yeah. I'd really like to apply for that. You know, and
absolutely.
And a guy on the other end says, well, thank you. He says, I've heard this for years. And he says, no, it's absolutely not true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's the kind of things. I mean, I haven't heard too many crazy things in the last couple of years. So that's good.
Well,
so I feel like we're
out.
Being successful in getting the yep. word out. Yeah.
I think so. And, you know, one of the things too is, when you have the, your community foundation,
mm-hmm.
that has gotten to be, well, it's been huge for years.
Right.
But that also, I think, lets people see the, you know, what the tribe's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, the Rancheria is doing for our local population.
Right, right,
Not native population.
Absolutely. And that's the point. We're trying to report to you
yeah.
as a community person. How
yeah.
is the tribe affecting you?
And whether you're Redding Rancheria or ABC,
mm-hmm.
ABC, you know, industry.
Yes.
This is what our industry has right. done.
Yep.
Like having Cool April Nights on.
Mm-hmm.
This is how much money, you know, that they bring into the economy, you know, what they do. It's a community thing. And that's what, in my opinion, is what your strength is.
Mm-hmm.
You're keeping it in our community.
And also, in
the North State, but yeah. in our community.
I think what is really beautiful that we've both experienced, Carl and I, with you, before we take a break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about those things that where you reach out to the community,
yeah.
you support the community, just like, the wonderful, we've been the wonderful recipient with, Chicks and Chaps from a Redding Rancheria mm-hmm. from,
wow.
One of,
that was
yeah.
big.
Yeah. From you for Chicks and Chaps for Breast Cancer. And you also did one for Think Pink, which was a wonderful gift
mm-hmm.
For helping the community. And so we're going to talk about Iron Man. We're going to put Native American Night. And we've covered you can have buy single tickets for May 20th, which is the State of the Tribe. I would encourage everyone listening to go to this wonderful lunch, and you will feel part of, instead of separated from, you will be part of the story. You want to be part of the story.
Absolutely.
And you help us to feel part of the story.
Great. That's the goal.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue.
I think I've been trim your mustache.
I don't know. They might, because I'm going down there this week, because I have something going on this weekend. So I might, yeah, I've got to get a haircut anyway. And I wouldn't go anywhere else than Cypress Square Barbershop. I haven't gone anywhere else since I moved here in 07. It's a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. You know, you're not going to get your hair blown dry. In fact, you know, if you, you know, hey, could I have a little gel on my hair? It's probably going to be butch wax. And so it makes that flat top stand right up. Oh, this is a great, great place. Good guys. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule two different ways. You can use Booksy and look at their schedule and pick the day and time, and they come back and tell you it's confirmed. Or then they'll send you an email that day that reminds you to be there. Or you can call them like I do and bother them that way, 530-244-9478. You know, we're so detached from each other, so I like to talk to them. So it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, like I said, right off Athens Avenue. And we'll be right back with Redding Rancheria.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Well, good morning. on this beautiful Tuesday. Yes, we are going to be having rain for the rest of the day. Possible thunderstorms are looking at the forecast, maybe after 11 today. Temperatures are just going to be around 58 to maybe 60. Overnight lows tonight, 48, and rain once again tomorrow. So just be ready with your, you know, I brought my actually my coat, my big coat with my hood, so I could take Buford for a walk downtown. Mm-hmm. That's the weather.
Okay, and we're with Tracy Edwards, who is the CEO of Ready Rancheria, and we've been talking about the
at the break
State of the Tribe,
mm-hmm.
and the and which is going to be May 20th, and there's still tickets available. Just go to their website,
yes.
and get those. And I would heartily encourage you, if you've got questions, or you and about what Ready Rancheria does. I mean, this is all aspects. You get a book.
Mm-hmm.
That will explain everything, where every dollar goes to, you know, and all of the charities, but how, what their plans are, how they're looking ahead, and all this. So, it's a good event. Now, the Ironman is coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Ironman, which everybody, it's not August yet, so people have heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they realize we're going to have like 2,500 people to send on Reading
mm-hmm.
during this thing.
That are running, that are actually registered.
Well, they're going to be.
They're hoping for 2,500. At this point, registered. I think they have about 12 or 1,400 registered.
Oh, okay. Still.
Okay. Yeah.
And let me tell you why this is a good course here in Reading. One, you swim in a lake, so you don't have to worry about waves. Two, the bike is rolling, not hilly. And three, the run is flat. So there's going to be people coming here to
maybe do a first timey.
Well, mm-hmm. First time, it's going to be easier. But the other part of it is they're going to be going from their personal best
mm-hmm.
here, because this is a course you could do your personal best on. And I love the way it says that begins with a serene swim in the clear waters of Whiskeytown, followed by a, they don't say it, but I thought I would, a leisurely bike ride. And then and of course you can lope on around through the dynamic landscapes of Shasta County, having people greet you at every, you know, every water stop with water and Gatorade, pat you on the butt, and push you on.
Sounds like a good marketing department.
It doesn't say
that. Good marketing department.
It doesn't exactly say that. Every mile invites you to push deeper, breathe fuller, and take it all in. Yeah. No.
Well, Tracy, how are you when you said that you really want to talk about the Ironman?
Yeah.
Tell us why. How is your involvement? What are you guys doing?
Well, Ironman is a big organization, and they hold these events all over, and it's not our event by any means. But I think that I wanted to talk about it because it's a big community event that's coming to Reading. We're going to get on board. Wellness, our wellness program is huge in our tribe, and we have some very fit people that work for the tribe. And so we put it out to our staff and said, does anybody want to do this thing? And we have 9 athletes that are going to be competing in the event.
Wow.
So, you know, we wanted to embrace it, and we wanted to use our, you know, our social media, the people who follow us and the people I get to talk to, and we want to help promote the event. So, you know, visit Reading, choose Reading. They're highly promoting this event. Reading Chamber of Commerce is key in bringing this event here. And I think that, it's in August, and people will be here the whole weekend. They're going to fill up the hotels. They're going to come to our businesses, go to our restaurants. We're going to be inconvenienced for one day. There's going to be a few roads that are, you know, closed, so these bike routes can go through there. But, you know, I wanted to take a couple minutes of the time that I have to really to shout out the event and, you know, tell the Ironman officials came last week. I think there's a news article about that, you know, and they said they kind of invade your community for a couple days. But I want to put out there that we should embrace it. You know, we should welcome the athletes. We should not grumble if there's a road cut off for a few hours, you know, that we might need to get to. Just be aware that it's happening that day and I want to promote our 9 athletes. So we have two relay teams. So a relay team consists of 3 people. So 6 of our athletes will be on a relay team, and then we have 3 individuals who are planning on doing the event.
Oh, okay. So it's a half an Ironman.
Half an Ironman.
Yeah,
so what does that mean? How many miles per
hour? 1.5 miles in the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you could do
that,
Carl.
At a whiskey. There was a time I could do
yeah.
that.
Okay, go ahead. 1.5 miles
in the
water.
I would need floaties on my arms.
Okay. All right.
my
and what else?
And then it's a 56-mile bike ride.
Okay.
And it goes up to, from Whiskeytown. It goes, around there. It comes up, back into Reading. and but it's 56 miles.
1.5
Elevation gain is 2,000 feet, ooh, so they're going to be, you know, pumping up some hills.
Okay, and then how about
and
the run?
The run is going to be 13.1 miles, which is half of the marathon.
Half the marathon, yeah.
And that's going to go, and the elevation gain is only 298 feet, and that will go through, gosh, it will go through Redding.
They got a map. You're looking at a map.
It goes around the Sacramento River. It's going to probably end, it looks like it's ending up at,
I think it's the convention center. Yeah,
it's going to end up at the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to start there, and it's going to end there because the convention center you need for the transition, for all the bikes. If you have 2,000 people in this, that's 2,000 bikes.
Yeah.
And I've been in big ones before, and that's the hard part is you put your bike someplace, and it's getting to your bike and then making the transition from the swimming, your shoes and all that kind of stuff, and you move out. And then when you get off your bike, you're parking your bike, dropping everything, putting on your running shoes.
Right.
And all this stuff is pre-staged.
It is. And
off you go.
I've not done them. My husband does them, and he's done a full and several halves. I think I'm a spectator, and it is so fun to watch. And the other piece that I want to put out to the community is, I wish I knew. I feel like they need like 1,000. I'm not sure. They need tons of volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
So we are encouraging our staff. We're actually going to pay our staff to sign up to volunteer for this event.
Oh, good.
To make sure, you know, they have enough volunteers. So, you know, one of the things, if you're in, then you have a front row seat to watching this event, you know, volunteering, I don't know, half your day probably. So encouraging
August
people.
August 16th, we should have a KCNR, like, volunteer for our staff to get out there.
Yeah.
It's like at a water stop or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's lots of water stops,
yes,
and you know, as they're going by, they're snatching water from you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the organization of getting people in the right lines, because with this many people, you're going to start out with your pros.
Yes, they are doing pros,
and
so that's a big
pros,
deal.
And that will start off, and then they'll go into different age groups, I think.
Yeah, they have.
Is the way they usually do it.
Rolling starts with age groups.
Yes. Now, is your husband going to be doing it this year?
He is, yes. He's training right now. Yeah, I was just texting him to ask him. He was 53 when he did his first full Ironman in Sacramento.
Buddy.
So, yeah.
Buddy.
See,
buddy. Story,
he
man.
He and I sat and talked for an hour or so when we were, or maybe longer.
At an event.
At an event we were sitting next to. He never mentioned that.
Yeah.
We talked about everything else. But, well, good on him.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He is 50, just turned 57.
57.
Yes.
And he's doing it.
Yeah.
See, I think that is.
No, people think that, you're over 50. No, they've got competitors that do the Ironman well into their 70s.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. It's amazing to watch, you know, these men and women cross these finish lines, and then, you know, you're kind of feeling bad just sitting there watching it, but it's a fun event. I'll tell you, though, spectators, they put in a lot of steps, too, to watch the competitors, so.
Yeah, and then, like you said, the volunteers are there, and then you've got to make sure they've got whatever they're doing, whether it's a water or you're there helping with the bikes and, you know, pushing people in that, or pointing people in that direction.
Right.
And
right.
Redding Rancheria has nine athletes competing.
And Todd Jones is going too, from the Chamber of Commerce. He's part of a relay team.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so
fantastic.
So you don't have to do
August
the whole
16th.
Thing.
August 16th. It is. Yeah, not our event, but I wanted to take a couple minutes to really promote it.
Well, it's, you know what? We should embrace this as a community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for one day, it's going to be crazy.
Yes, it is.
But after that, and you got to think about it, if people have a good time, you know, you get 2,500 people, 2,000 people here.
Mm-hmm.
On the streets, riding, and all this, and we want to put on a good show for them.
Absolutely,
we do. We want to support them, and because they're going to fill up every hotel around here,
every hotel, every restaurant,
and they're going to be hitting, you know, every place.
And I think when the Ironman officials came up, and they're probably writing that script, Carl, that you read, I think those of us who live here, we kind of forget about the beauty, you know.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, swimming out at the lake and just the bike ride and the run, we really live in a beautiful place. And they said it was going to be one of the most beautiful ones they had. I'll address the heat. That's been the controversy. You talked about the heat.
101.
On that day.
That's the average.
Yeah. So that's a bit We know that in Reading. Yeah. And so they've committed to, I think, double the water stations or cooling stations that you run through. And I believe they're going to start at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
So maybe a little bit earlier.
Well, people just need to go, like, if they're training, they need to go out to the desert. They need to get into some heat.
Yeah.
They need to train in the heat. They need to train in extreme conditions because you never know.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the thing, too, is the on the run, it's going to go down, it looks like the trails right alongside the Sacramento River
is,
and then
yes.
back up on another trail and then of course cross it's going across the Sundial.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
Sundial
what
Bridge,
a beautiful and then, overhead and then, opportunity.
And then out again until it finally finishes. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we can come back from our break. Let's talk about the upcoming rodeo, which just is, you know, a month away, and a Native American night.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Ready Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Ready Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Cool Labor Night's official Biggest Show and Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show and Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official Big Show and Shine Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Rainy today.
Today, Tuesday.
Actually, rainy today, and it we could possibly have thunderstorms today after 11 o'clock, and it's going to be rainy tonight. Tomorrow calls for rain as well, but it's going to start to clear up on Wednesday night, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're going to have beautiful weather. So just get ready to have warm days. I think it's going to be 78, 79 on Friday, 75 on Saturday-ish. You know, we always say ish because it could be a couple temperatures off. Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. We love Tracy Edwards. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And let's talk about the Reading Rancheria on the Native American night, which is always the opening night
rodeo. Yes, yes. Wednesday, May 13th. I want to make sure I get my dates right. Carl would probably know. Does that sound about right?
Yeah,
Wednesday,
it'll be the May 13th. Opening night is. And by the way, everybody, Friday and Saturday are sold out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So
awesome.
It's so Wednesday and Thursday have tickets left. So it's readingrodeo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get your tickets anywhere else, or they'll charge you three times the price. ReadingRodeo.com, and there's still tickets. Some tickets left for Wednesday and Thursday. Friday and Saturday sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think, is this our third or fourth Native American Heritage Night?
I think it's
Night?
Our third.
Okay.
I think it's your third.
Right, and we love doing Native American Heritage Night, and I probably talked a little bit about last year. Even when it's over, so we invite our staff, our tribal members, everybody comes on that night because we want to watch the dancers. We want to hear Dove sing America the Beautiful that night, and I think afterwards, I had staff say that their kids were so proud. You know, they felt special that night that, you know, this was for them. And it was very, you know, they were just very proud. So I think that not only, you know, are we trying to share the culture with the community, it was very uplifting for us too, you know, to have
That's
this
wonderful.
Night dedicated to our culture and watching our culture out in the center arena. So it's just been great all around.
Well, I tell you what, Reading Rodeo, we so much value our partnership that we have mm-hmm. with Reading Rancheria.
Yes, as do we.
And we are, you know, and you have the Stillwater powwow mm-hmm. there.
And so this is like a little bit of a mini powwow far as like you describing what the different, the jingle dress and the dancing attire. Well, Carl and I have worked a couple times getting
That's our mission.
out into the arena. And what's beautiful about that is what you're talking about, respect.
Mm-hmm.
All ages.
Yeah.
So respectful of their elders and that watching the elders work with them, as well as, you know, some of the people that are on the Reading Rodeo say, stand in this line and get ready because we have to wait. You know, everything's timed.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah.
And then they stand over there.
Because of TV.
And we have to wait for the, you know, the flag girls to come through and all the stuff that happens in the dirt and the dust.
And we can't have them out too soon because of the horses.
Yeah.
And then, so that's, and we've been doing this, for 3 years.
Right.
And that it just, they're pros.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that really,
even the 2 year olds.
The little ones, they know what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
There's no
yeah.
doubt in their mind. So anything we're doing is, okay, the gate's open.
Yeah.
And everybody.
But that's just behind the scenes. I wanted to share that with behind the scenes because you're getting ready out in front.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Getting that whole thing. And, and by the way, Dove does the America the Beautiful in her native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure.
The Paiute.
Paiute, yeah.
Paiute, okay.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Let me ask a question. You said the kids were uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Do you get feedback after that on
from the community? Oh,
the community
absolutely.
Afterwards?
After the rodeo, wherever I go, they talk about the dancers. And like Linda said, we have a script, so we're educating you. You're seeing the dancers, but what are the different, you know, regalia mean? Because there's different types.
Yeah.
What do the different types of dances mean? So, we definitely get some positive feedback and people telling us they're going to go Wednesday night because they want to see that. So, I can't think of any negative in it. It's just been a great positive experience.
Well, and like you said, it's a mini store.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is then in September?
October.
Mm-hmm. In October.
First weekend in October.
And come back out to the rodeo grounds mm-hmm. and be there the first night for the grand entry.
Right.
And it is spectacular.
It is.
I mean, I've got videos of it that I have to stop because it's like a 5 or 6 or 7 minute, maybe longer entry.
I love watching the kids.
There's so many dancers.
I love watching
so
the kids.
So I'll try to pick out different groups mm-hmm, that are yeah. coming mm-hmm. through.
And last year when we went, I think we talked about it before, they dedicated a baby.
Mm, okay.
And that was so emotional
for me.
They
introduced the baby.
Yeah, okay.
I think that was not dedicated.
Yes. Okay. Well, everybody went by that was there, that was visiting, whatever, and they went by and they touched the baby.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, did a circle, and then they touched the baby. So I'm sure that was just very meaningful about, like, a blessing of. I'm
right.
not really sure what that means.
Right. And I think it's special that they're sharing their culture. You know, the people who are dancing are sharing their bit of culture with everyone. So I think that is, we've come a long ways, you know, for us to do that and be comfortable in sharing that with everybody.
I think the community really appreciates it.
I think so too. I absolutely think so.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, and other rodeos, you know, they see ours mm-hmm. and they go, how do you have such a good relationship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main announcer guy, I should know his name.
Will Rasmussen.
He's amazing.
Well, and Will and Wayne.
Okay, Wayne. I think it was Wayne. Wayne on the horse.
Wayne Brooks.
Right.
Wayne Brooks,
right.
Absolutely.
So before I got to go out, I was waiting and talking to him, and he said that. You know, I mean, I don't know how many rodeos he does or where he goes around, but
yeah. He's one of the big guys.
He commented about that this was very cool, you know, that he doesn't see this everywhere. He thought it was a great thing. So
there are a couple others, the Ellensburg, they're in tight with their Native American
and Pendleton.
Neighbors. Pendleton is another big one, but mm-hmm. those are really, it may be up in Calgary, but those are the three that I recognize that, you know, they come in and have a grand entry mm-hmm. and, but I don't, after that, I don't see like we have here.
Right.
Where you come out and dance.
Well, we like our community to be the forefront and the first in doing wonderful things, right? We want to be
yeah.
known for cool things out there.
okay.
So great to have you. So we talked about May 20th, just kind of recap.
Uh-huh.
We'll just, you know, all right, recap. We talked about the Ironman
mm-hmm.
And the involvement for our community to be involved. We have 9 athletes mm-hmm. from Reading Rancheria. May 20th, still tickets available for the State of the Tribe. Completely, we encourage anybody and all people to attend this really fantastic, informative luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Native American Night. We started off with being the new grandma of Miranda's
mm-hmm. yes.
baby.
Queen Miranda. You know, I didn't hear the name Carl in there, but that's okay. We can call him Little Carl, you know, when you see him.
That's right. You have
friends. Oh, is this Little Carl?
That's right. You have friends naming their cows after you.
I have.
Maybe your cow, Carl.
I've had dogs, Mustangs, and little bull calves named
wow.
after me. And they tell me that, hey, we named the little bull calf after you. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you. And then, oh, and my Mustang, it's Hot Carl. And I went, well, what? And then,
that sounds like a compliment.
Yeah, and dogs, you know, named after me. So, yeah, well, at least they're...
It's not
like a snake or something.
Yeah, you will be remembered, Carl.
What are your closing thoughts if you were to have any last minute notes today for,
you know, coming in this morning, I was kind of recapping everything. There's just so much going on. Couple things I didn't mention. We have our Earth Day Fair coming up on Friday. So down on Reading Rancheria Road, you come down, invited to everybody, vendors, selling native jewelry, and then, you know, booths teaching us about our environment. So we're inviting everybody down to that. Wind River, every year in May is our anniversary. So this is Wind River's 33rd anniversary. So, you know, it's funny. We talk about, you know, moving a casino to I-5. You know, what's that going to do to the community? We already have had a casino in the
33
community.
33 years.
33 years. Being a good, responsible
partner.
There's
not 2 casinos.
Yep,
it's
yep,
one.
Yep. Yeah. So 33 years. And I always remember that because my son was born that month. So I can remember his age and Wind River's anniversary. So I think, just that, you know, our community is wonderful. Lots of things going on, lots of cool new things, and, you know, the tribe wants to be a part of it, and we want to promote community events as well as our events. So I guess that's probably my closing thoughts, just that we should all be working together to make this community a great place.
I think I came to Earth Day last year, and I was blown away with how many vendors are there, and both not only in the ballroom, but in that other building.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be the health fair.
That was the health fair. Okay.
That's a huge event.
Which is another huge event.
Now, when is that?
What is the
Okay, doesn't matter. Okay, we'll talk about that when the time comes.
You have something that the day of the bear or something?
Oh, yes. So we have our bear dance.
We
do it twice a year. And we put that out to the community down in the arbor in the spring. The dancers, it's very cool. They literally have, you know, bear hides on them.
Uh-huh.
And they dance in the spring when the bears wake up. And then they have a dance in the fall when the bears go to sleep.
And when is that? Do you know? Okay.
Okay. But
I see you look for it on Facebook or on their website.
Yes, this is
on
thank there. You.
Now, tomorrow we're having Shasta County DA's office on. I'm not sure if it's the DA or one of her people that's assigned to things like fraud or something like that, which is huge right now. And also the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council will join us with all the latest that's going on there. You know what? I was not really pumped on the triathlon. Not that I was any way against it, but I didn't know a lot of it until we started talking about it. And I'm telling you, my friends, let's get behind this thing, because they are going to need a lot of volunteers.
Yeah. Ironman, August 16th.
August 16th. That's right.
Right.
So,
thank you so much, Tracy Edwards. Yes.
And please give Miranda our very best.
I will.
Okay. All right. Hey, everybody. It's going to be a rainy day. We may be getting some thunderstorms here in a couple hours, but be safe out there, and God bless America.
My ground won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.